Hello, everyone. Welcome to A Little Bit of Woo Woo. This is my semi-weekly predictions video where I tune into your questions and try and get some answers for you. And my guides always have a little fun with this because I think a lot of people have some interesting questions and I got some kind of cool stuff today. So I thought I would start by saying I have not watched the news today, so I don't know what's going on. Is this being recorded on May 6th at 8 a.m. Pacific? So first thing I wanted to share, I don't know whose question this is, but who were asking about taxes. And I am seeing that the government does not love the sort of underground economy that's happening with the Facebook marketplace and the eBay and the Etsy. But I think especially the Facebook marketplace. And I do think before the end of the summer, we're going to start to see some regulation of that. They're going to say something like they're going after big business who's not paying their taxes. But I think they're actually going after a lot of the littler people who are collecting money and not paying taxes in ways that they can't control. So I know a lot of people are thinking, well, if I use a certain account, they can't tell. It's not true. I feel like they can always tell. Unless you hand somebody cash for something, then there's always going to be kind of a trail. I would just say, just keep track of your receipts. Just keep track of everything. You guys aren't doing anything wrong, right? So be honest about your taxes because they have ways of finding out. They have figured out. They've got a lot more agents now are going to be doing a lot more audits on kind of the middle class group. And this is going to create a lot of anger and frustration because we're going to be seeing, you know, just ordinary people getting hauled in over, you know, an eBay account when big corporations are getting away with a lot of stuff. So I'm just going to warn you that that's just going to be coming up. I see that more next year than this year, but I would say save your receipts now because it could be next year's taxes where you're finding yourself like being asked about some Facebook marketplace account that you had where you were just selling your old baby clothes or something. In my predictions video in the first of the year, I was seeing an earthquake. I know I talked about that briefly. I actually had seen three of them. So, and I think one's already happened. I feel like there is another one coming before the end of the summer. This is not the one I saw that I thought was in the Midwest. This one feels like it's in California. It does feel like it could be like the Bay Area. I'm not seeing a lot of loss of life with this, but I am seeing a lot of destruction of aging infrastructure. I see a lot of politicians on TV. We're going to fix all of this stuff that was crumbling because this shouldn't have fallen at this small earthquake. I do see that kind of thing. And I see a lot of frustration around loss of resources, utilities not being turned on for longer than would be expected. Fortunately, if it is in California, fortunately, this is a place that doesn't get real cold. So that's good. But I am feeling like that's going to happen. When I tune into the San Francisco, Oakland area, particularly Oakland, and those of you that are intuitive, you know, try this. Just try it. It's not negative. It's not a good energy right now. It's very tense. I feel like that may kind of be ripe for an earthquake because there's just this tense, dark feeling there that wants to be released. So, and those of you who've asked me, and I have had people ask me about real estate in San Francisco. Yeah, it's not looking good now, but I do see a time later on where San Francisco will be again a place where people really want to live. It's a beautiful city. If you guys have been there, it's a beautiful city. I do think it's going to get cleaned up and I do think things are going to improve significantly in the next few years. But as of, you know, today, I wouldn't buy an apartment there, but I might buy one in 10 years. So I feel like that is going to turn around for those of you that live there. It is a beautiful place. It really is. School violence. I hate to say this because I feel like what I'm seeing is that guides were showing me with all of these protests that are happening in the schools that we're going to have an incident. It feels like some kid could get really badly hurt or even killed, shot by the cops. And it does feel like it'll be around commencement. I see them trying to clear. I know they've been doing this, but trying to clear out encampments of students so that they can help hold the commencements for the year. And just too many police officers and too many heavily armed. A lot of the protesters are armed too. So some of them. I do feel like there's just so much tension there. I do see there being an incident that'll make the news and it's going to be really upsetting. But I feel like that's going to happen. Oh gosh, it feels like in the next couple of weeks. So yeah. Anyway, I hope I'm wrong. I really hope I'm wrong. Politics. Ooh, fun, right? I will revise. I earlier was saying I wasn't sure that, you know, the Democrats or the Republicans were going to have the same candidates. And I still think that could be the case, but I do think the Democrats are going to win the election. I do see they were showing me that each side has dirt on each other, and they're just, I can see people having conversations around when could we, quote, leak, air quote, leak this information to the public in a way that's going to have the best impact, because they don't want to leak it too early, right? And then, you know, people forget about it before the election. I feel like that is coming. I do feel like I don't feel like they have a lot of dirt on Biden himself. I think the dirt they have on Biden is actually around his family. I think as far as politicians go, he may actually be pretty clean. Wouldn't that be weird? But the other guy, yeah, they got more than they can handle with him. So I think you guys already know that. I do see that more of those kinds of disclosure leaks coming out. Moves. So I want to talk about that. I know I've talked about some not pleasant things. We're going to talk about some more pleasant things. I do see a lot of people moving. People are going to be moving for political reasons. People are going to be moving just to be more in line with their tribe climate. I think a lot of people made moves during the pandemic that they regret now because maybe it wasn't their most favorite spot. A lot of these moves that I'm seeing, and I'm seeing with my own clients who have just moved or they're going to move, they're going to be moving into rentals, not necessarily purchasing a home. I do see a lot of people getting some really nice deals on properties that may used to be Airbnbs or properties that, you know, the particular area overbuilt apartments. And now we've got some deals where there weren't deals for a long time. I do see people making these shifts, and it changes their energy so much that they get excited about life again. So those of you who are feeling really stuck, that I feel like that's only temporary. As things start to move more into summer, you're going to start to get your energy back and feel excited about life again. And if you're contemplating a move, I do see a lot of people making moves. I really do. More for more money, better situations, but also better rent situations. I see people moving out of places where they were spending too much and into places where they're happier, with more windows. Maybe it's a little smaller. Maybe it's a little bigger. It's just better situation. I know I've talked about layoffs. I'm not going to harp on that too much. There's been a lot of layoff announcements, a lot more layoffs coming. I will say, though, that I'm seeing on the flip side of this, I'm seeing a lot of people who are going to benefit greatly from these layoffs. So people whose bosses got laid off and now they're finding themselves in a position where they're getting promoted. Maybe they're not getting the money yet, but they're getting a better title, more opportunities. I do see some consolidation of jobs. That unfortunately may lead to much longer hours. So some of you hearing this going, that doesn't sound good. But I also see better titles and better situations for later. So some of you guys who've been wanting your boss's job, if your boss gets laid off, you may find yourself being promoted when you didn't expect to be. So I'm seeing a lot of kind of happy people going, wow, I didn't expect to get that. That's really nice. Also seeing a lot of people as a result of these layoffs coming, and I do, you know, they're happening. They're already happening. I do think there's going to be more. I see a lot of people creating new businesses as a result of this. I do see a lot of people getting excited about creating new business and looking at life differently. A lot of people are looking at a job and a business for their next adventure, which I personally love. I'm a big fan of side hustles because people are wanting to create more financial stability, but also their soul wants to play a different game, right? They don't just want to be sitting in a cubicle, filling out a TPS report. Office Space is a great movie if you haven't seen it, if you're the only person who hasn't seen it. They want to be doing something else too. So I do see people playing a lot. I will say that, having said that, there's a lot of tension in the air right now, a lot of, you know, conflict. We're seeing a lot of conflict in the news. It's time for you to use more of your tools. If you're somebody who meditates, it's time to do more of that. If you're somebody who likes to walk in nature, it's time to do more of that. If you don't do those things now, it's time to start. I do feel like more people need to get more exercise, more movement, more play. You know, it's time to join a kickball team. Some communities have things for adults like now that are really fun and exciting, and that's kind of a new thing. Time to play a bigger game, because the more you do things in the spirit of play, the more ideas you're going to get about a playful business. I will also say that people are going to be seeing in the news more of these I want to say consolidations of airlines. They were showing me some of the airlines are in trouble. I mean, you guys already knew that, right? But I do see that some of these airlines are going to start to consolidate, and you're going to see a couple of airlines. I feel like a couple of really big airlines are going to become one airline again, or maybe not again, but they're going to become one airline. And that will create some opportunity, because I do see some routes going away, but I do think the airline industry in general is going to start to clean up its act in terms of, you know, the offerings that they are offering to the public. And because the public is not excited about the flying experience, I don't know anybody who wants to get on a plane. It just doesn't sound like fun anymore. But there's going to be some changes, and I do see some new regulations. They've already passed some actually really positive regulations in that front, but there'll be more stuff coming. I do see some sort of reorganizing of this through the end of the year. So in general, I know I've said some things that weren't so nice, but I am seeing some real positive changes in people personally looking at their world and saying, this is not how I want to live my life, and wanting to make some exciting changes from that. So I hope this information was helpful. If you have questions for a future version of this, go ahead and put them in the comments. Be nice. And I look forward to seeing you next time. Bye, guys. Bye.